Pistons introducing Monty Williams as their new coach today. Just finished a press conference not all that long ago, meeting everybody. And Rod Beard, who covers the Pistons and basketball for the Detroit News, is on the line with us right now. Rod, how you doing?
Gentlemen, thanks for having me on again.
Good. Before we talk about the new NBA champions, Monty Williams, I love that hire. I thought for given the many positions that were out there that were open, the Pistons weren't necessarily the most attractive, but I thought they may have gotten the best of the available coaches. What do you think, and how do you think he's going to fit in with Detroit?
Yeah, I think they went out and got the best available coach, and sometimes when you're going to pay for the best, you're going to pay a premium to do it, and they did exactly that because I think they feel like their time is coming up, just like some of the other teams that are starting to make big jumps in the league. I think he's going to fit in very well and relate well to this guard-oriented lineup that they have and really start to turn things around. It may not be immediate. Fans are still going to have to be patient, but I think it's going to be able to happen.
Do you think it would be good, though? And this is like happened with Dwayne Casey. He was going to take the year off, decided not to because Tom Gores came in with the big offer, and Monty Williams, by all accounts, was going to take the year off. He was getting paid by Phoenix. And if you got to pay him to be the highest-paid coach in order to get him to come back, are you worried that something might not – you know, I'm not saying he's in it for the money, but it's just like you had to convince him something he didn't want to do. And is that going to be a hindrance to him from this point?
No, I think it was maybe just the timing. And if you don't have to come back and coach, then you've got to convince me that it's certainly worth my while. And by all reports, he did like the Pistons roster. And if he were going to come back, this is one of the places that he was certainly interested in coming back to. So I think it was just the number. It's always the number. If both parties are interested, you just have to work out and hammer out what the final details are going to be.
What did he do in Phoenix that Pistons fans might get excited about him replicating here?
It took a 19-win team and turned them around and made them a playoff team. And he was a coach of the year a couple of years ago. And I think that's what the same sort of thing happened in Toronto with Dwayne Casey. But I think you've seen with the right roster and with a young team, they had their Devin Booker already. They had a DeAndre Ayton already. And if you want to close your eyes really, really tight, you can say that that's kind of the Cade Cunningham and Jalen Duren and now Jaden Ivey, sort of that's the beginnings of that sort of roster and the turnaround that they were able to do with that. So
that's a pretty tight eye squeeze there, Rod.
I said really tight. I said really, really tight. And you've got to hope a little bit with that too. But I think they've got the beginnings of a similar type of roster. And he's been through a turnaround like that. So I think that's what fans can count on and say this is the hope there.
Why, you know, he had a team in Phoenix. Chris Paul and Kevin Durant and why was he let go?
Well, I think the expectations were there that this was going to be a championship level team. If you go out and add Kevin Durant, you think it's just add water like Kool-Aid, like you can just go with Chris Paul and that roster that you have everything that you need. And if you can't win it with Devin Booker and Kevin Durant and Chris Paul, then you're just not going to win it. And certainly with a new team owner in Matt Ishbia, that there might have been some differences of opinion of how they were going to go about it. And that's going to be the hard part here is how they move forward and how much of that roster remains around in the coming years.
Well, all right, let's talk about the new NBA champions, the Denver Nuggets. In hindsight, nobody should have been surprised by this. They went through the playoffs fairly well. They ended up beating the Lakers, who were kind of the hot team, four straight in the Western Conference Finals, and then they only needed five games to win the championship from the upstart Miami Heat, who kind of overachieved, giving it the eighth seed. Is this a team we're going to see back again as an NBA champion?
I think so, because they've created a different model. This wasn't a star-studded team that they went out and bought. This is a homegrown team. Jokic is a player they went out and drafted. Murray, a guy they drafted. The only pieces they went out and got were the former Pistons, Kentavious Caldwell-Pope and the Bruce Brown, and some of those other kind of role guys that they had. Reggie Jackson and Ish Smith also on that roster. They didn't make this team quickly. They really took some years, and we saw this in the bubble too when Jamal Murray was starting to have this breakout kind of, he's not just another guard, a good guard, he's an elite level guard when he's really on his game, and he's a shot maker. And now with Jokic, you're seeing these MVPs were not a fluke, and he doesn't have the build of a Shaq. He doesn't have the sort of numbers that make you blink your eyes and say, oh yeah, he's one of the best players in the NBA, but he just makes it work. He's in the right places at the right times, and he does the things you need him to do, and he's a smart player, and that's going to be the new prototype for the NBA is you don't have to be this muscle-bound and sort of super strong guy like a LeBron was. Maybe you can just be a smart player with an average build who plays very, very smart.
Mitch and Rod, I'm calling for an asterisk on this championship. Sorry, Mitch, got to do it. They're playing a team that lost the first play-in game. They were one of the worst teams I've ever seen in a championship round. And then they still, they won in 4 or 5 games, but it wasn't decisive. I don't think this team is that good.
They beat the teams that were in front of
them. That's what I said. That's what I want to ask.
All you can do is play the teams that are on the schedule, and that's what's in front of you. And blame that on Boston. Blame that on Milwaukee. Blame that on the other teams in the East that didn't put up as good a fight as they should have.
That's why we got asterisks.
Well, no, I think Rod's point is well taken. In a year where a lot of teams were expected to do better, I mean, like you say, when you got Kevin Durant on your team, Philadelphia, Boston with all the wins. Yeah, and they're the ones who let the league down and didn't play well. Denver did everything they're supposed to do, and I don't remember the early rounds. How easily did they get through the first two rounds?
I think they only lost 6 games throughout the entire playoffs.
Okay, so six games in 4 rounds. You can't fault them, Kenny.
I can't fault them, but geez, come on. I mean, there was no competition. It was like one of those magical carpet rides. They went right.
Well, the Miami Heat managed to knock off the Boston Celtics.
They did, and
were playing at a pretty high clip. And Denver made them look very average. And the L.A. Lakers knocked off the Golden State Warriors and another seed that was higher than them, Sacramento, right?
Yeah.
And were playing like world beaters until they got in and faced Denver, and then Denver made them look bad. Denver plays a lot of defense too. I give them a lot of credit for that. They managed to shut down some pretty impressive players when they had to, guys like Jimmy Butler,
yeah,
and like LeBron and Anthony Davis. So I don't want to take away from them. I think if you put them Boston Celtics uniforms on that team, or you put L.A. Lakers uniforms on that team, everybody would be excited about them, and Jamal Murray would be an absolute star.
Right.
But they play in Denver, and it's like, they're Denver. They're Denver. They're in the mountains. Denver. We don't watch Denver. But I think they're a solid team. I don't know if they're going to win again, but I think they're definitely going to be in the mix for a couple of years to come here now.
Ken Brown says, ask your doctor.
It's not a parade asterisk of all-stars that they have either.
No. I just, you see 4 Pistons out there. I don't know. Maybe I went blind somehow.
All right. Well, we'll see what happens closer to home. Hopefully with Monty Williams, the Pistons won't be too far away from that in the near future. Thank you, Rod. Good talking to you.
Anytime, guys. Thank you.
And we'll have Monty Williams joining with us,
He'll be on tomorrow,
sometime this week.
Yeah.